customer service. Call 776-6731 or find us on Facebook. More choices, proven results. Serve Speedy.
Kathy Dawes again, along with Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear. We're kind of running through the legislative items that you'll be discussing with the local legislators tomorrow, and maybe some other highlights of that, Ron.
Sure. So kind of rounding out the top five, one of our items is the new property tax lid and the spending lid that's a result of that. And obviously, there's been some exemptions to that, which we think are appropriate. One example is we got some early notice on was that we'll likely see an increase in our CAPERS required payment to the state for the retirement fund. And that's one of those things where obviously we don't have any control in that. So there's a mandate that's coming in right now that's not exempted. So it could anywhere be from a 1 to 1.5% increase that the employer has to send to the state. And one of the reasons that the retirement fund's in such bad shape is because the state hasn't made its appropriate payment for its own employees. And so that's one of our issues with the legislature, is that if the state were making its payment, the fund, one, wouldn't be in as bad a shape, and two, we may not be subject to these additional payments that we're having to carry on for the state. So it's important. You know, we're certainly happy to be in a pooled retirement program versus having to run our own. But at the same time, one of the things I want to point out is that now that there's some new accounting requirements, and just as we had our bond issue, the bond rating agencies are picking up on the fiduciary requirement of the CAPERS fund.
Things
we don't have control over. And so those are issues for us that we want to convey to them. Another big one that's important is the CanCare expansion and community mental health center funding. It's obviously something that the mayor's been very leadership position on and advocating for more mental health. It's a struggle for us having facilities because nobody's providing those services, and a lot of those folks end up in our jail. And jail's not a good place for folks that need appropriate mental health care to be in.
Right.
Yusha?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Commissioner McCullough has been on this for years now, along with RCPD. She has the task force and talks to lots of providers and different agencies as far as mental health. And this impacts everybody from, you know, newborns till senior citizens. So this, and CanCare expansion, if you remember, we got together with the chambers as well as Via Christi and spoke out about it because it impacts our hospitals and a lot of our community members. So we can't undo what's already been done, but we can try to take steps to make it better. And I think that's what we need to look at. How can we still provide medical services? How can we look at CanCare, you know? And as they talk about the Affordable Health Care Act at the federal level, all of these have ramifications for us as a state and definitely in Manhattan. So we want to make sure they're aware of our stance on it and what they see happening in at the state level.
Well, you do have a long list. Are you going to be able to get
done
in an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours?
We don't have to go over all these. I was trying to. So fifth and top of the top five would be just higher education funding, especially
Kent State.
A lot going
on. I'm not making light of it.
There is a lot of, and you know, we're lots of issues for the state legislature to deal with.
No
question about it. And obviously, we just want to share some things that are important to us, and we know their plate is over full and lots of problems and challenges to solve. But we want to express that, you know, we have continually lost state funding and hadn't received more mandates to pick up funding in other areas that have traditionally been funded by the state. Mm-hmm. So,
and, you know, K-State students can only pay so much in tuition. Right now, they're carrying a huge load of it. And I think in the past 2 years, we've seen a decrease in enrollment, I would say close to 500 or 600 students. And this impacts our community. You know, they provide a lot of revenue as far as staying in Manhattan, enjoying the facilities in Manhattan, and getting a great education at our university. So as they look at not going because of tuition increases or going to community colleges, which are also, you know, wonderful one that we have here, they may opt out of not seeking any kind of higher education. And if you want to have a good workforce, we really need to provide those skills and education and professional level resume so that they can work in Kansas and get a great education here. And right now, there's more challenges and burdens for them not to go as opposed to going. So we want to have a good discussion about that as well.
Lots to think about, no doubt about it. I know actually one of the Associated Press articles first thing this morning was about big questions about taxes and spending will shape the Kansas legislature's work after its annual session opens January 9th. And, of course, we're talking about how much GOP moderates will work with conservatives and how often they'll seek deals with Democrats. So it'll be an interesting dynamic, I think,
when
things get going.
Yeah.
So, we do have a couple of our legislators in key leadership positions as far as Representative Tom Phillips and I believe Senator Tom Hawk have leadership positions on several of those committees, as well as in the House. Is that right? As far as I know Tom Phillips just got initiated into one of those positions. I just can't remember the title of it.
Yeah, I think he's vice chair of finance, maybe?
Yeah. I think so. But either way, they'll speak more to it. We're just happy that they're on these committees and, you know, representing us well and take the message back.
Just a reminder to our listeners, we always have one of our local legislators on Fridays. We get a chance to speak to them about every for about 10 minutes every Friday, and they each have a turn and they kind of rotate. So we'll get that kicked off Friday the 13th. I hope that's not an omen of any kind. But
And Susie Swanson does a wonderful job, as well as Sydney Carlin, and both of them are also on a variety of committees. So we're very fortunate.
I guess, too, you have work session coming up next week
Next week we'll start the year off with some year-end reports, primarily from Parks and Recreation. And then the primary item, though, is a update on the Parks and Rec strategic plan and some of the facility improvements that they've been working on. Bruce McMillan and Associates and the steering committee that have been working with school district on indoor space, some of the improvements at SECO, some of the trail improvements. And that work will be coming to a conclusion with a list of priorities that'll come back. And so it's an update for the commission to hear about the progress that's been made thus far and kind of what it looks like for the future.
Sounds interesting, Mayor.
Absolutely. You know, these are those quality of life issues, which are extremely important in our community. And it's great that we have a partnership with USD 383 as we look at the two middle schools and our trails. And we are not, as we look at quality of life issues, it's about prevention and health needs in our community. You see obesity rates going, you know, skyrocketing everywhere. You see people drinking more sugary beverages, whether even if it's orange juice, there's a lot of sugar in it. So, and not getting enough exercise because there's so much screen time involved in everybody's lives these days. So we're looking at ways to improve that aspect of it, make them more healthy. Also make sure we have a spot if there is any kind of athletic competition that's going on. We want to make sure that they want to come to Manhattan. So this will be a big ticket item, but I think it ultimately the community will decide which direction they want to go.
No, you have goal setting, other things we can talk about, too. Let's take that final break, though. It is about 9:43. And again, Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear with us. 537-1350 if you want to get into the discussion this last segment. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.